So why is it called Vimukti if it's only Samatha?
From Kama Vajra, clinging to Kama Vajra.
So if we read about Metta Chetta Vimukti, then it can just be referring to Samadhi.
At that moment when it's Metta, it cannot have Nibbana as its object.
So at that moment it's referring to Samatha, but usually it's in the context.
It depends,
not necessarily. Mm-hmm. It's referring to Samatha. Because in some suttas it refers to after Metta Chetta Vimukti, rebirth in Brahma realms or something, so it has to just be referring to Samatha in this context. So the Chetta refers to Samadhi, so Chetta Vimukti on its own can be just referring to Samatha.
Usually it is, but for those Arhata who had such Samatha degree, also Chetta Vimukti.
So it depends on the context.
And context depend on person.
And when we read about Jhana Labhi, for example, does this refer to the one who has ever attained jhana, or just to the one where jhana is experienced just prior to enlightenment?
Those who are skillful.
Skillful, okay.
Once is not Jhana Labhi, but in the absolute sense, it can be just once. To that degree of only one time.
So you mean second stage of jhana upwards?
Yeah.
So not...
No, even first form
even first
jhana. If it's not so skillful, even so can we say that it's not jhana? Because a person must be very skillful to attain jhana.
Right,
so it depends on degrees of jhana labhi. All dharmas depends on degrees.
So it doesn't mean that jhana is necessarily the basis or arising prior to enlightenment.
No. Sukha vipassaka.
Yeah, can still be jhana labhi then.
No, sukha vipassaka, those who do not have jhana.
Okay. So sukha vipassaka means, those who have never attained, not even earlier.
Otherwise, no difference.
Well, I was wondering if there was a distinction between those who have attained jhana, but the jhanas don't arise prior to enlightenment.
Can be.
Because
not skillful enough.
Right. So that's why I was wondering.
Because not skillful?
Not skillful enough to have jhana for vipassana jhana to experience the arising and falling.
There's no conditions at that time.
Each moment is conditioned. Even jhana is conditioned. But the person who does not understand the conditions will take those moments for self. But actually, even jhana is conditioned. And those who can understand jhana as a conditioned moment is those who develop satipatthana.
Based on the jhana?
It can arise, like seeing or hearing, because the path is to become detached, not even expect to have jhana before or later. Otherwise, one cannot attain Nibbana by expectation to have jhana before.
Just to clarify one point, when it refers to people having samatha as the vehicle and so forth...
What is vehicle?
It doesn't mean the person has chosen some particular path, is it? Because you can't choose whether insight is going to arise
even
on the basis of samatha.
Even satipatthana is uncontrollable.
That's right. Just getting back to samadhi for a minute. It is described as cittasekagata in the texts. I think it's usually translated as unification of mind. Does that mean anything particular?
Samadhi.
It's not a kind of citta.
Yes, there must be citta, which is...
But there's no citta that's cittasekagata. That is the kind of citta of that name.
Citta with samadhi.
Citta with samadhi. That's every citta.
Depends on the text.
Yeah.
Here's a quote. There are two conditions for the attainment of Chetta Vimukti, which is signless, animito Chetta Vimukti, not paying attention to any sign and paying attention to the signless element. So not paying attention to any sign is not paying attention to nimitta and upayanjana. And paying attention...
Or all nimittas.
Or all nimittas. And paying attention to the signless element. Well, this is Nibbana. What does it mean here, paying attention to Nibbana?
Manasikara arises with each citta. Mm. Can anyone direct manasikara to nibbana?
No.
So it's the manasikara's
way to turn to nibbana. Right. There's only the paying attention to nibbana at the moment of enlightenment. So here it's
no self, no one.
No. So here it would just be referring mm-hmm. to the enlightenment moment. Yeah.
The development of satipatthana does not involve choosing an object, no selecting of
each
object.
Moment. Do we select to see?
We don't select to see, no.
To hear?
No.
To think?
No.
Satipatthana is the same.
I see. This is similar to saying it arises as naturally as seeing
by
and
conditions,
hearing.
By conditions.
But to accept that, one or needs
to understand that.
Confident sadha in the first place, right?
To understand it.
Yeah, to understand.
Not to accept.
Right, to understand it.
Even the idea of selecting is conditioned.
Right.
And who chose that to rise?
Right. Mm. And so on and so forth.
Reading, I don't know what sutta it was, but reading in the suttas about the monk coming out of jhana and experiencing nibbana, I got the impression from it that it was needed to have jhana to experience nibbana. It didn't say in that particular sutta that that monk was developing satipatthana. It just sounded like that he developed jhana and then coming out of jhana and experienced nibbana.
Didn't Buddha say that there's only one way? And what is that way? Did he say that there are two ways or just one way to attain nibbana?
Well, I've not read anywhere that he said there's two ways.
Yeah. So, what is that way? When it's one way, just only way, what is that only way?
Well, I presume that that monk had developed satipatthana and it was just in that particular story.
So if he didn't have jhana before, can there be conditions for jhana to arise?
I wouldn't think so.
Mm-hmm. So when jhana arises, it shows that he had jhana before. So there were conditions for him, for jhana to arise before enlightenment. And the understanding must be that there is no self who selects.
You're pointing to the fact that when he emerged from jhana, there were conditions for awareness or panya to take that as object. Does one have to be, as it were, instructed in this to...
It depends on understanding when one reads what's there in that book. That's why some people have right understanding and some have wrong understanding.
Whenever you ask us what is the meaning of jhana, and the expected answer is always to burn, so either to burn defilements or to burn to suppress the hindrances. And in the text we wish
to burn what?
In Vipassana, to burn
Vipassana
ignorance.
Or jhana?
In jhana, it is to...
To burn what?
To burn the hindrances at that moment.
Karma, five sense door objects.
To burn the sense door objects.
In samatha.
In samatha.
Yeah.
And in Vipassana, to burn...
Delayed.
Just suppressing.
So to burn the sense door objects. Now in the text, it always refers to the two meanings of jhana. One is to contemplate and one is to burn. But whenever I've mentioned to contemplate, you've said no, just to burn. I wonder why.
Yeah, because contemplation is about upajara samadhi, like the recollection of Buddha. It cannot be the stage of burning up the karma object.
So why do they mention this as a meaning of jhana? Because when it's upajara samadhi, it's not yet jhana.
Apana samadhi.
Apana, so close.
Mm-hmm.
Contemplate, but not yet burning up. So when they say there are these two meanings of jhana, contemplate and burning up, it means the contemplating and then the burning up?
It depends on that very moment to be only upajara samadhi or apana samadhi. It does mean that we have to separate them, but by the way it is, as upajara or apana. Just clarify whatever happens.
So when it's contemplating, it is contemplating the object at that moment of upajara samadhi.
What are you talking about? It's samatha.
In samatha.
Because you say that what is samatha first.
the development of calm or tranquility.
Mm-hmm. So one has to understand the distinction between kusala moment and akusala moment. Otherwise, that cannot be samatha bhavana. Mm-hmm.
So when it is the burning up, you mentioned it's the burning up of the sense objects, when it's only upajara and it's at the level of contemplating.
Because you see that by the meaning of jhana, it means burning up, vipassana or samatha. Because there are two kinds of jhana, aramanupanichana and lakkhanupanichana.
Well, that is clear, and the burning up is clear, but for example, in the text they say the word jhana has been explained as being derived from jayati, to contemplate or to think closely of an object, or else derived from a different root, jayati, to burn up. So it seems both meanings are given.
Lakkhanupanichana or aramanupanichana.
But whether it is aramanupanichana or lakkhanupanichana,
just burning up dhamma objects. Because the result is jhana, and the result of jhana kusala is the jhana vipaka, to be born in the Brahma world.
So no meaning of contemplation.
There can be before apanasamadhi.
And when we're talking about lakkhanupani jhana, then we're talking about the burning up of
satipatthana.
The
object is different. The object of jhana is nimitta, and the object of satipatthana is paramatta.
And any meaning of contemplating also, or just burning up in this aspect of jhana?
Contemplation can be anything, like to contemplate on this or that.
Or to understand. And when you say the object of right understanding is nimitta and the object of satipatthana is
paramatta,
from that it sounds as though you're saying that satipatthana only begins to develop at the third vipassana jnana then?
Yes, it's the beginning, because it will lead to the first vipassana jnana. Without satipatthana, how can there be vipassana jnana?
Exactly, but you were saying that the object of satipatthana is paramatta dhamma, whereas before that it is nimitta.
Because now, is there no paramatta dhamma at all, which appear as nimitta?
Yes, I see what you mean, yes. So when we're talking about lakkhanupani jhana, it's referring to any development of satipatthana,
right.
Not just referring to lokuttara jhana, pitas.
Because I think that actually it is the lokuttara citta, but before that, satipatthana has to have the paramatta dhamma characteristic.
So you're saying it is referring to lokuttara
jhana at the end. Can anyone has nibbana from the very beginning?
No.
But the lakkhana of reality can be the object of satipatthana. That's why the lakkhana is lakkhanupanichana.
At lokuttara jhana, can one say it's the same as what we read about in the suttas as Aryasamma Samadhi, or Aryasamma Samadhi, is that a wider meaning?
So the Patimakka is lokuttara jhana,
right.
But it does mean having the same apanasamadhi as the aramanupanichana.
No. Sotapatti Maga
is lokuttara jhana.
And Aryasamma Samadhi is just referring to the factor of Samma Samadhi, or can it have a more general meaning to also refer to Sotapatti Maga?
The eight ma?
Eight.
Okay. It's not Arya as long as they do not accompany the lokuttara citta.
Right. If it's Aryasamma Samadhi,
Arya mentioned,
it must accompany the lokuttara.
Or it.
Sometimes can it in the text refer to the path prior to enlightenment, Aryasamma Samadhi, or must
leading
it
lead to Arya? That's why it just mentioned the way it will lead.
And in the same way we read in the text, for example, in Dakina Vibhanga Sutta about the different recipients of dana, and we read about the one practicing for the
real.
So does it strictly refer just to the Magga and Pala Chittas, or also to the way leading to
follow so rapidly?
Okay. yes.
We cannot stop.
Give to this one, and not to that one. So the one referring to leading to the fruit of Sotapanna, can we understand that as not just the moment of Maggacitta, right. but also prior to right. that, yes.
Or even after.
Or even after, okay. right. Okay, so give it a broad mm-hmm. definition. Otherwise, to just say one moment doesn't make sense. Yeah.
That's why when we understand, we can read with yes. understanding.
And standing yeah. in the fruit, like Palacitta, can refer not just to the moment of Palacitta, but also afterwards.
Yeah. And this occurs, like that adaptation knowledge, it all occurs in three jittas. It happens very quickly. The first time nirvana is experienced, it's just in three jittas.
What are the three jittas?
It's adaptation knowledge, it's
Gotrapu,
Maggacitta and Palacitta. Yeah. When I read that, I thought that is very fast. And maybe it's because I'm looking at it from worldly. Like now, jittas arise and fall away, and there's absolutely no knowledge of that. And here, it's like these three jittas arise.
That's three yanas.
So the knowledge is extremely highly developed. So I guess what it's showing me is that avijja is so thick. There's no knowledge of any jittas at this present moment.
Coming back to this sutta about dana, you just mentioned that giving to those who have attained palacittas, even after that. But then what differentiates between that and, say, for example, the palacitta of a sotapanna, and even after that, what differentiates that from the next step of one who attains?
Even the palacitta has fallen away, no one can mistake that person for the putushana anymore.
Right, but what about the next step of the one who's training to become a sakadagami? Yeah.
Exactly the same.
It's then the same. The giving to one who has attained palacitta is also referred to after that.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the distinction of one who trains to a sakadami,
mm-hmm.
right?
Just
so what's the difference?
Prior to that.
So what's the difference?
Does it matter if there's an overlap?
No, the thing is...
Because
no
one is developing, one hasn't become sakadagami yet. Mm-hmm. So, sotapanna, before becoming sakadagami, maka.
I think it's like this question about the Aryan Sama Samadhi, the way that is sometimes used, or the Aryan path sometimes can refer to not just the Aryan Chittas, but just prior to that. So the one training for the fruition, maybe the one that's close to attaining Sakadagami, doesn't mean one who has just experienced the Palacitta, the Sotapanna.
No, my interpretation before this was that it wasn't really referring to the person who's giving, but it was because there's a marked difference between Magga and Pala of each. So it is just like showing the difference of these chittas than a recommendation to be giving dana.
No. Anyone who, at that moment, no recommendation to give to.
Right. I mean, it's not implying that somebody could be giving, but it's more like showing that there is a difference in the chittas.
So the giving is different?
It would be different, but the stress is more on the difference in chittas.
Because it's saying that all other things being equal, then the giving to a Buddha is worth more than the giving to an Aryan, and the giving to an Aryan is worth more than giving to a worldling. So it's just showing the hierarchy and the benefits of that giving. And then there's another sutta in Anguttara about the eight Aryans, the eight Aryan disciples that are the upright Sangha. So again, it seems to be differentiating between the Magga and Pala. Four pairs, yes. Okay.
So it depends on what you like, four pairs or eight?
Eight. So if you talk about four pairs, again, it seemed to, just by using the word pair, it seems to be distinguishing
not
between...
Not missing any citta.
Not missing any citta,
yeah.
Okay.
And the pair is the one with jhana and one without?
Magga and Pala.
Oh,